Stranger Things. Everyone wants more. All we can do is wait for season four. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Ah, Stranger Danger Book Club. Ah, Book Club.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Stranger Danger Book Club. Summer night, moonlit sky, tearing pages from a magazine. She cries, I don't want to be the lonely one tonight. Come on everybody.
She said, I came to this place full of dreams, young and innocent and only 16. Now I wonder if it's too late to turn back.
Folks, we're here to talk about a book today. But before we do, I'm going to take a moment to sing along with my favorite damn Yankee song. Come on.
She's in the twilight zone. Yeah, you got to run, run, run away. It's such a long way home, and it's so bad. You got to run, run, run away.
Perfect day. Feels like spring. Oh, the music's going away. Oh, I could just sing that. I could just go on and on and on singing about that song. I love that song. That is from the 1990 album, Damn Yankees. The album's Damn Yankees. The band is Damn Yankees. I am really showing my age there. That song is 31 years old. Holy moly. If you don't know who Damn Yankees are, if you ever heard of the band, I'm aging myself. I feel like most of the people listening to this have no idea who any of these bands are. Have you ever heard of the band Styx? Come sail away, come sail away. Well, they take a guy from Styx. Then there's a band called Night Ranger. Sister Christian, know the time has come. Put those two guys together. Then you get Ted Nugent, who had Cat Scratch Fever, playing guitar. Stick him on guitar. And then a guy on the drums who I don't know. And you got Damn Yankees, a super group that, you know, had two albums and really haven't, you know, they went back to their old bands. But I've always loved, if you may have heard, like, Can You Take Me High Enough? That's their huge hit. But this is my favorite song of theirs, and I had to play it. I had to choose this because the title is Runaway. See, it all comes back. It all comes back full circle. And I thought, of course, my first thought was to play Bon Jovi's Runaway. But Stranger Things has used that song already. So I thought, you know, let's be a little original here and go with another song with Runaway in it. This one wasn't from, you know, the time that this story took place, a few years later, but still, it holds a special place in my heart, and that's why I chose it to talk to you today about another Stranger Things book. Here we are back, still waiting for season four. Any like news nugget, anything? There was this little rumor out there that it was coming back in August. And someone tweeted about it, and then on Twitter they showed me that it was Sean Levy said, "So nope, that's not happening," or at least he said the date wasn't happening. So, but you never can know. You never know. I mean, who knows? We could find out. You know, in 2 weeks we could get a trailer. I have no idea. I don't know. There was something right where, and I know I'm gonna. I was gonna do an episode on this. And when I listened to it, I thought, man, there's only, I'll just talk about it during my next book club episode. There was some kind of promotional thing that went out there that had a phone number. And when you called the phone number, you talked to someone named Yuri, and he was like a delivery guy. And it seemed to me like it was a front for a smuggler. And this is going to be the guy who's going to get Hopper out of Russia. That's what I put, you know, that's what I got from listening to that. If you look up like the Stranger Things, voicemail, the phone number that they give, the phone number they had for people, and then the voicemail that was heard. It wasn't like I was going to do a play it and on the episode, and I listened to it. And I said, you know what, everyone's heard this already. If you haven't heard it, then I apologize. But look it up, Stranger Things Yuri voicemail. But I'm not really here to talk about that because we're just waiting. We're just waiting. What I'm here to talk to you about is book three in the novelization world of Stranger Things, an official Stranger Things novel, Runaway Max. Now, it took me a while to get back to you guys because I've been reading Ready Player Two, but then what happened was I signed up for DC Universe Infinite, and I've been reading so many comics, so I've been really slow reading books because I go back to comic books. And I'm like, oh, I want to read a little of this, a little of that. And you know, I read here and there, and I try reading when I fall asleep, and it doesn't last that long. So I was on vacation this past week, and I said, to heck with it. I screamed. I don't mean to swear, but I said, to heck with it. And I put Ready Player Two aside, and I already had Runaway Max on my Kindle. So I fired it up, and I read it all the way through, finished it today in record time. I mean, I told you, I'm a slow reader. I can't believe how quickly I read this. It was shorter than the other books. It was a fun, easier read. I'm guessing it's a young adult novel, and I haven't been a young adult in a long time, but I feel like my reading comprehension has just gotten high enough that I can read young adult novels and understand everything that's going on. But this book, so I'm going to tell you a little bit. It's Runaway Max, and it is not at all what I thought it was going to be. And I'll talk about that. It's by, the author's name is Brenna Yovanoff, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm not familiar with her, but she, just going to go through, she has on her website, she has a good chunk of books that she's written for the last 9 years. Well, I guess 11 years ago now. So it started off with The Replacement in 2010, The Space Between in 2011, The Curiosities in 2012. I don't know if that's like other, it's a collection of stories. Paper Valentine, another book she wrote in 2013, Fiendish in 2014. These all look like spooky books. But then we have The Anatomy of Curiosity. That looks like another short collection of books by the same people in The Curiosities. Then Places No One Knows. That looks like it should be a it looks like it should be a Netflix movie. Just looking at the cover, it looks like something that my wife would read. And then that was in 2016. And then in 2019, Stranger Things Runaway Max. So I was like, okay, this is what I assumed was going to happen when I opened this book. I was going to get a story of Max Mayfield and her family before they moved to Hawkins. I thought this was going to strictly be a story of Max maybe running away, the idea of runaway Max, and trying to live out on her own. I assumed it was going to be almost like Hopper's story, where maybe there is some ties to now, but the brunt of the story was going to be telling a something that happened in their previous life. And while there was some aspect of that in this book, it was very much told in, I don't want to say today's present tense, but it's very much told in the current time of her in Hawkins. This is basically like a retelling of season two of Stranger Things, all from her perspective, all from Max's character's perspective, but also how she thinks of her old life and how it relates. I feel like all the old life stuff was flashback. Well, I guess that's kind of how Hopper's book was, but I feel like it was just flashback. Like it was like, well, how does this, let's look at some of this, but now let's bring you back to the story. Like there was, it was more, I feel like it was more than 50% of the story was in the quote unquote present tense, in the current time of season two of Stranger Things. And yet it would kind of pepper in these moments of her thinking about her life before, her dad, her friends, dealing with Billy and Billy's dad and how they brought them into, how they were brought into their life. And it really flushed out the character of Max in a great way, I think. It was written in first person, so it was I did this and I did that, which always takes me a little, like it takes me a moment to kind of get into. Like, because you realize every conversation that you have to be there for, and it's everything that you remember and everything how you see it. So it's that first person thing. That's how all the whatever they call Hunger Games books were, right? Yeah, I read those 1,000 years ago. But I, when it's done right and it's done good, it's enjoyable, and this was because it, I. As much as I enjoyed the older stuff, you know, I don't want to say enjoyed, but I was intriguing and I thought it was really well done. Because some of the stories were like, it was tense because of Billy. You know how Billy's going to be. I really enjoyed the author being giving the freedom to say, this is what was going through Max's mind while this was going on. You remember that time that the boys were spying on her while she was skating and then she left a note for them? Well, we get to see her perspective of that. Walking into class for the first time and they all stare at her. Her perspective of that. Being left out of the AV room while they were looking at Dart. Things like that. We get to see her perspective of going when she goes out to go scare the kids on Halloween and hang out with them and trick-or-treating. And how Mike was a jerk to her and how that felt. The time that Elle used her powers because she saw her and Mike together and she fell off the skateboard. I'm a sucker for the retelling of things from different perspectives. I love that device as a storytelling device. I just love the use of it. And it's been a while since I've watched these episodes, but it was, you know, it was fun to kind of get a refresher of all that. It was like, oh, now she's going to meet these guys. Now she's going to meet Steve. Oh, she's talking about Hopper there. Oh, she heard about Elle. Oh, my goodness. This is what happens when she sees Elle. I mean, I'm not giving anything away. It's a retelling of the story. So, you know, the story. But, you know, like, oh, this is, you remember when Billy beat up Steve? We get to kind of get to see that. It was really just well done. It was just an enjoyable, well done book, and it was a breeze to read. And when I say that, look, it still took me, you know, I don't know, 5 days, 6 days to read it, because I don't read a ton at a time. I just don't. I'll read 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got a lot done. But then yesterday, today, I just read a bunch, and it, you know, I feel like if you like to read and to read quick, You could read this really quick, and I think it's worth it. As a Stranger Things fan, I think you'd actually get something out of it. I think this is the one that you get the most out of, maybe, so far. So the first novel, it was like, actually, that was enjoyable, because it kind of gave you a precursor of what was to come with The Lab. So that's a big one. The Darkness on the Edge of Town, as much as I enjoyed it, as much as I liked seeing Hopper in a cop drama, that's maybe the one that if you had to skip one of these, I feel like that's the one that you could pretty much do without. If you were to do without, let's say if you had to bring two books with you, and they had to be Stranger Things books, I would skip the Hopper one. I'm not saying it's a bad book. I'm just saying, as far as Stranger Things is concerned, that one is the least to do with the world of Stranger Things, where this one, you know, the first one gave a rich history. This one gave just kind of a more fleshed out version of Max. And you're sitting there going, oh, wait, none of them know who she is or at this point, or what must be going through her head when all of a sudden she's seeing all this wackadoodle stuff going on as far as demodogs and Elle showing up. And then what do you mean a gate? What's going on here? Like, that is, it was very well done. That's all. I don't know what else to say, except I enjoyed it a lot. I don't want to go through too much, because I think I suggest you read it. There's going to be a link to it, so you can purchase it on Amazon, on the show notes for this episode. So if you are interested in this book, I would suggest picking it up. I'm not sure what else to say. Just it makes me like Max even more, and you know what it does do? It makes you, I don't want to say sympathetic to Billy. There are moments where you do feel sympathy, where there are moments where you think, like, you realize, of course, Max was excited and looked up to him at one point, and then she's afraid of him. And it's a little sad, because this book, you know, when this story is over, it's just like, you know, they're going to the school dance. But we know now what happens to Billy. And we know that he kind of gets some redemption at the end, his character, right at the very end. But none of that is in this book. And it's like, in one respect, what she goes through with Billy and Neil shows, that's Billy's dad, kind of shows her that, yeah, of course monsters exist in this world. You know, they're right down the hall. Yeah. I think that's it. I think that was so profound at the end, wasn't it? Jeez. I think I'm done. I think I've done it. So, my friends, I'm going to take a few moments right now to do some shameless plugging. Today, right now, it's Saturday, February 27th. February is almost done. And you know what happens after February? March. And I want to tell you something. over at my other podcast, Geek Mentality. I'm doing a project all month long. I'm calling it Marchy McFly. You know what that means? That means every day in March, I'm going to be watching Back to the Future 31 times in a row. And every day in March, I'll be podcasting about Back to the Future. So, if you want to talk about Back to the Future, I suggest you subscribe to Geek Mentality right now. Because the first episode of Marchy McFly will be coming on Marchy 1st. I don't know if I'm going to call it Marchy 1st. But yes, I'm excited. That's why I'm also happy that I read this and I finished this today so I can talk about it now. I'm excited to do that. That's going to be a fun project all month long in March. I'm sure it'll be exhausting, but I thrive in nonsense. And I love these podcasts. What can I say? And I got to tell you, I also have another podcast. But this one's a little specific. This one is specific to old Superman comics. If you like old Superman comics, I have a podcast called Reaction Comics. It is where I read the old Superman comics from Action Comics, and I kind of make fun of them. I poke fun of them, and I've been having fun doing that. There's a handful of episodes out now. They come out every Monday. They'll be coming out every Monday in March, too. I have a couple in the can ready to go. Look at that. I planned ahead. And also, I have an Instagram for that. So if you're on Instagram, I assume you kids are, check out Reaction Comics. It's mostly me just poking fun at these comic books. That's about it. That's all I got to say. So thank you guys so much for sticking with the podcast and staying subscribed. And my plan really, really is when season 4 finally gets here, I'm going to watch the whole thing. Then I'm going to go back and watch it again this time, giving you a podcast, hopefully on a weekly basis, because it takes me a little while. And what I'd like to do is do a podcast every week and not make you wait for months and months and months like a terrible podcast host. Yeah, that's it. And I say a lot. That's just the way it is. So thank you guys so much. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find the podcast on Twitter at StrangerDPod. But all roads lead to fansnotexperts.com. Every podcast episode of this show is on there. Every podcast episode of every other show I do is on there. You can find everything there. That's it. That's all I got to say. So until next time, remember, reading is fundamental. And you can't spell fundamental without F-U-N.
Fans Not Experts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.